This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Assam starting today. During the visit, he will lay the foundation stone for the Bageshwar Dham Medical and Science Research Institute in Chhatarpur District, Madhya Pradesh, this afternoon. The hospital is being built at a cost of nearly 218 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the two-day Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal tomorrow. He will then travel to Bhagalpur in Bihar, where he will release the 19th installment of the PM Kisan scheme. Over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across the country will receive direct financial assistance totaling more than 21,500 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will then head to Guwahati to attend the Jhumoir Binondini Mega Jhumoir 2025 event. On Tuesday, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati. In Telangana, Indian Army has joined the rescue activities to evacuate the 8 stranded workers safely from the tunnel of the Sri Salem Left Bank Canal at Domalapenta in Nagarkurnool. Rescue activities are vigorously going on. A part of a roof collapsed yesterday, injuring over a dozen people and stranding 8 persons, including the project and site engineers deep inside the tunnel. The 100-day TB elimination campaign by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has detected over 5 lakh tuberculosis TB patients across the country. In the 455 districts involved in the campaign, more than 3.57 lakh TB patients have been diagnosed. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare stated that over 10 crore vulnerable individuals have been screened for the disease. Under the campaign, 10 lakh Nikshay Shivirs have helped bringing modern TB diagnostic tools closer to people's homes. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has urged the youth of Jammu and Kashmir to move beyond the Sarkari Nokari mindset and explore entrepreneurship, emphasizing the potential of startups in driving economic growth. Inaugurating the National Startup Festival at Government College for Women in Jammu yesterday, Dr. Singh highlighted the success of agriculture-based startups, particularly the Purple Revolution, which has enabled over 3,000 youth to earn lakhs through lavender cultivation. President Draupadi Murmu today paid tribute to Swami Dayanand Saraswati on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, the president asserted that the education and social reform programs run by Swami Dayanand have played an important role in bringing positive changes in the society. She wished for every citizen to move forward in the direction of making India a developed nation, taking inspiration from Swami Dayanand Saraswati's ideas of re-establishing the ancient glory of the country. More than 60 crore 74 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip at the Triveni Sangam of Mahakumbh in Prayagraj so far. Millions of devotees from worldwide continue to attend the grand festival every day. Amongst the prominent devotees today, Mr. Yogi Adityanath will partake in various programs and activities organized in the Mahakumbh. A confluence of culture, art and skills from India and abroad, Haryana's 38th Suraj Kund International Crafts Mela is all set to culminate today. Madhya Pradesh and Odisha were the partner states this year. Israel has delayed the release of 620 Palestinian prisoners, saying it will not proceed until the next hostage release is confirmed and without humiliating ceremonies by Palestinian militant group Hamas. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India will take on arch rivals Pakistan in their Group A clash at the Dubai International Stadium this afternoon. The match is set to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.